Hey, Faye, I'd love to hear your story about that time you got on a train and wound up in Castlemaine. Tell us about that. How did that happen?
Got on a train and ended up in Castlemaine.
Ah, well, you see, George. What happened there? Oh.
Don't sit that in the ear.
Yeah, what happened there?
I live in Deer Park, Georgia, nice. I live in Deer Park, so it's like a V line, but it's not that V line. It's V line, and then there's V line. I don't live in V line. That's far. That hurts my soul to think about. But V line's actually pretty okay because it's faster. Because Metro has a bunch of stops, so like to get like 5 kilometers, you need to wait like 20 minutes because it stops 80 times. Yeah, so I live in Deer Park, and V-Line is a very broad train thing. It goes throughout, like, the whole of Victoria, and it's so annoying, partly because of the fact that you can make really bad mistakes sometimes. Like, for instance, train, 3 minutes, Deer Park. I don't know, maybe it was stopping at Bendigo. Imagine if I ended up in Bendigo, man. playing with my hair. And I had to wait like 3 minutes. And naturally, on my phone, reading fan fiction, yay. Yeah. So like 2 minutes later, whatever, I'm like, oh great, my train has come early. I get on, I sit down, and continue reading my fan fiction without a problem. Door closes about half an hour later, and you know, it doesn't even take half an hour to get to my house. I realize the train hasn't stopped. So I look out the window, it's getting dark, because it wasn't even like 3 p.m. I got into the train station after like, I don't know, pulling something. I don't know what I was doing there. And I was like, it was like, what, 4 or 5 p.m.? And it was getting dark, and that was concerning. And none of the lights looked at, like, the lights near Deer Park. So it was like, something's going wrong here. And then my phone was dead. I was reading on my laptop. Save fan fiction. It's good for dead phones. And then I asked someone else. And it took me a while to ask them as well. Because, you know, you're on a train that goes God knows where now. And you don't want to look like an idiot because you are. And it's not cool, but apparently the first stop is Castlemaine, which is like an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes. And then I went to Castlemaine and asked some lady for her phone, like with a real nice high-pitched voice so I could seem really young and not idiotic, but instead innocent and victimized by the train. Which I am. I'm an idiot, but I am also a victim of the V-line. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Has anyone got any questions?
Why?
Why? Why did reading start somewhere?
We can't archive of our own.
Yeet.
When did you get home?
Are you gonna
get home at like 8.
Are you gonna give a shout out or something for that person to read that fan fiction?
Why did you look at a station that you stopped at, like where it was going?
Huh? Oh no! The first stop was Castlemaine. The first stop. You get on the train from Footscray, and then you're in Castlemaine.
It was an express train.
Didn't you notice on the train that it was that you were on the train and it's usually a 15-minute train ride, and it was maybe like
she was so engrossed in the fan
100-minute train ride.
I bring you this. Would it have mattered? The first stop was Castlemaine.
Yeah, but even if you found out,
ask the train to stop. Sorry, I'd like to stop here in the middle of nowhere and walk to Deer Park.
No, but if you went and you pressed that. You don't need why?
A child has been misplaced.
There's an emergency. There's a red button where it's like if a batty old lady falls onto the ground and breaks her spine and her hip and her right foot, they hit it and they go, oh, yes, my train, it's there. girl, whatever. Oh, Mr. Train Driver, I really like to get off this train.
I'm pretty sure you can get charged if you lie.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not suggesting you lie. I'm suggesting you go and you're like, I'm 7 years old and I mean, possibly. No.
You're not lying.
No, but what you can be like is you can pretend. No, you can't. No. That's a lie.
That's true.
No, you could. You could.
You tell the truth about your mental age.
No.
Savage. I'm mentally 7. I would like to get off this train because I'm a dumbass.
No, you realized earlier, and you looked up just as you were going through Deer Park. I see how
it's
made
a wait. No, but what could
sitting there stewing
in the room. What? Because then my laptop dies too, so I didn't even have
Wasn't there free Wi-Fi on the V-Line train?
No!
No free.
No!
What?
The bombshell shattered.
Nice.
No, but what I'm saying is, why didn't you press that button and say, help, I'm on the wrong train,
it's
I don't want to end up in Castle Maine.
They're not
going to
stop you
because
you're dead.
Yeah. No, but, well, you could have told us. Well, you could have said, you could have just said, you should have just gone, I'm having a little trouble breathing.
I'm an idiot. Right at Deer
Park.
I'm not that much of an idiot.
Right at Deer Park.
Just accidentally break your back.
Exactly.
How
can you accidentally break your back?
The true emergency. Oh. The only instance I would have actually pressed that is if, like, I had no fan fiction to begin with.
So if you were fan fictionless.
Which were?
That's so sad.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone into the situation if I was fan fictionless.
Why
that's
wouldn't you
true.
Would have looked up at the train board?
So right now you're blaming her on the fan fiction.
Not
who was
blaming,
the author? Who
was
the
me.
Author? Who viciously attacked you on the train to Castle
Maine?
On the train to Castle Maine.
Sounds fancy, but it sucks. It's not even cool. It's like you kind of get to the train station and it's just Castle Maine, and then you want to leave.
Like,
but what's in what's in Castle Maine though?
I don't know. I left.
They have an ice cream shop.
They have an ice cream shop.
I think they have good milkshakes. I think I went.
Why didn't you have a good milkshake and a good ice cream?
It was like 7 p.m. It wasn't open.
Why didn't you wait?
And fast.
Let me just eat something.
You come home like 4 hours later to your house, and your mom's like, "What took you so long? I thought it was a 10-minute train ride home from school." And you just go, "I was in Castlemaine, and
that's
I was lactose
what
intolerant." Wait, were your parents worried?
No, I kind of called them from Castlemaine. I was like, "Hey, I'm in the Castlemaine." They're like, "Okay, when are you getting home?"
Your parents weren't worried, but I was. You just like stopped replying. Like, oh my god, what's happened? And it was hours. I was like, "Where are you?" I was like calling you and stuff, and you weren't.
I'm in Castlemaine. All right, did you get back safely?
No, I died.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know.
So, I've got an intriguing story to tell. Now, this story is a story that happens on Christmas Eve. It's late in the night when children are going to sleep and parents are sitting and watching the campfire burn as they watch the AFL. I don't know. So, Santa is running late this year. Not like any other year. Sometimes he's been late, but he's made it to every house across the world in time. But this year, Santa, he was a little tired, and he went to bed. And when he woke up, it was late. Later than usual. So, Santa quickly rushes and gets his things and is off around the world. He successfully delivers presents all across Asia, Europe, the Americas, and when he's making his final destination to Australia, he does the usual Brisbane to Perth to Sydney to Canberra, but when he gets to Melbourne, he realizes...
Hi, I'm Aiden. I make random stuff on the internet. Mostly reviews, analysis of a bunch of stuff. It doesn't really have a focus. I just put whatever I'm feeling out on there, but I like to think my editing's good and my writing's good, so if you could check it out, I'd really appreciate it. Please subscribe. I want ad revenue. Thank you.
What kind of stuff have you talked about in the past on your YouTube channel?
Well, I've talked about pro wrestling, video games, stuff like Sonic the Hedgehog, making movie reviews, Red vs. Blue, Rooster Teeth stuff. Currently, I'm working on a tribute video to a pro wrestler I really liked called Dean Ambrose, and a review of Red vs. Blue Season 17.
So, would you consider Rooster Teeth your favourite YouTube channel?
Probably not. They're definitely my favourite internet company, but I wouldn't consider them anywhere near my favourite YouTube channel. They've made a lot of duds.
And what's your favourite YouTube channel then?
Paris Denical.
Okay, and what do you like about Rooster Teeth?
Well, mostly the fact that they just came from nothing. They made a banger show, which is actually my favourite show of all time, Red vs. Blue. And they grew to become probably the biggest internet company ever. They even bought out Screw Attack.
What's Screw Attack?
Have you heard of Death Battle?
No. Can you explain to the listeners what it is?
Death Battle is basically they just pit two characters from two completely different franchises and make them fight. It used to be home of Screw Attack, but Screw Attack's basically dead, so they just replaced it with Death Battle.
Oh, okay. And is Red vs. Blue your favourite Rooster Teeth show? If so, can you please explain why?
Yeah, it's actually my favourite show of all time, and I can't say exactly why I love it so much. I love all the characters, I love all the comedy, I love all the action. I just love everything about it, and I can't even explain why. If you want more of an in-depth analysis of it, please watch my worst to best video on it.
Okay, and where would they find that? Would they find it at your YouTube?
Yeah,
they
find it on my YouTube channel. It's split into two parts because I had to, because otherwise the video would have been 30 minutes long.
Okay.
But yeah, it's on there. If you want to watch it.
I've
do.
Seen some movie reviews that you've done. Can you explain a bit about how that kind of happened and why you do those?
I just enjoy doing them. I enjoy going into movies and seeing what I liked about it and what I didn't like about them. There's no in-depth reason other than that. I just like doing them.
And do you go and see movies the day they come out or the opening weekend specifically to review them?
Normally just go whenever I can. I don't really have any money. My mum pays for it.
When a new movie comes out, can you explain the type of movies that you'll be reviewing so that if any of the listeners happen to see or hear of a film that comes out and they want to review on it, can you explain the type of films you review?
No, normally superhero films or just films I'm really interested in. Actions, comedies, horrors sometimes. Like, there's going to be a review on Brightburn whenever I can see it.
Okay.
And I'm currently making a review on a documentary I saw yesterday, actually.
What was that called?
2040.
Oh, yes. I saw the trailer for that. It looks quite good. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, it's a good documentary. It looks like a quite typical just documentary of, we have to save the Earth, which we do, yeah. Humanity's screwed right now, but... He elected a lot of ways that I didn't think about, because we already have the technology to do it, we're just not utilizing it. And it's got a lot of good cinematography and editing in it. Like, I did not expect it to be as good as it was.
Okay. And I heard that the director of that film also directed the Sugar film. How does it relate to that film?
I can't say it really does. And I watched, the last time I watched that Sugar film was 5 years ago. I ironically went to the same theater to see it. But I can't really remember the Sugar film other than this guy eating sugar for a month. I need to rewatch that film, my god.
Yeah. But the film 2040, it doesn't have much context compared to the Sugar film. Nothing about sugar or health.
I guess the planet,
Humanity's future.
Yeah. That's literally the whole point of the film. Yeah. Watch your 2040.
Would you argue that the film director and the documentary, the filmmaker, would you argue that he invests a lot of time into working out what's going to happen in our future and predicting what will happen? So
it's
the Sugar film about health and how it will impact humanity over the course of time. I would say that.
He made a challenge for himself. It kind of felt like a Mr. Beast video. Oh my god. for the fact that he wants his daughter to grow up in a world where the planet is healthy, but he made a rule for himself. He can only make sure it's 100% possible, and that's what made the film so interesting to me. Like,
yeah.
That's how it came up with the ideas that I never really thought about.
You mentioned Mr. Beast earlier. As you would know, it's one of the fastest growing YouTube channels. Can you please elaborate on what you think of that channel?
I think he's great. He genuinely gives me hope. He seems like a swell guy, and I like all the money he gives out.
Yes. Considering that the UMG music group is constantly demonetizing YouTube channels for
not demonetizing them. They're completely copyright claiming them. It's stupid. It's basically falsifying legality. Like, even if the songs aren't used, they're gonna copyright strike YouTubers because they're greedy bastards.
But why do you think they are copywriting these YouTube channels?
It's money.
Yeah, it's money.
It's money.
And do you think you'll ever be copyright claimed by the UMG Music Group?
I could be, but so far I don't think I've ever used any copyrighted music. But then again, people who haven't ever used copyrighted music just get it taken down anyway, which I think is very stupid. But I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I doubt they even know I exist. So,
yeah.
But then again, a lot of it's botted. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
So you think it's mostly the bigger YouTubers that they can suck the most money out of?
Yeah. People like Pyro, I Hate Everything, Meaningless, people like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes even Mr. Beast.
Yeah, because Mr. Beast was saying in one of his videos that he was getting demonetized and you need to buy his merchandise from
the
shop.
Yeah, he plugs his merch almost as much as Jake. At least he splits it up as a joke.
Yeah. At least Mr. Beast doesn't write a Christmas tune for 6-year-olds about
it. Oh my god, that was awful.
Yeah, anyway, if you're wondering, fanjoy.co slashing. I've just got that burned into my brain now. I think we're almost running out of time. Can you just remind the listeners one more time where they can find your YouTube channel and all your work?
Yeah, you can either go to twitter.com/AidenBriggs4 or just search up Hi I'm Aiden on YouTube. Please subscribe, I want ad revenue.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast. It was
thanks for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. Catch you later.
Have a good one.
Day.